I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Part 2 of Private Parts. Okay, boys, I want to hear... We left off talking about, you know, you've had this whole strategy to create TikTok. It's the first video starts booming, the second video starts booming. You're now living in the house. Well, give me the disasters. Because you have no experience in renovating a house. Yeah. So you're YouTubing, you're Googling the shit. You're just like, that is wild. So what are the disasters that happened?
Okay, so...
I want to have the gritty details.
Start with...
Kind of honestly looks like taking back like the darkest place of life.
The trauma. Let's unwind the trauma. Let's trauma dump.
The trauma. Okay, come on. Let's okay. Here we go. Let's get into the trauma.
It starts with the little end bedroom. We've got this wall and it's got a pipe in it. And we're like, okay, we need to fix this wall. It's falling down. The bricks are falling out. I send some pictures to a friend who does surveys and stuff like that. Mm. He takes ages to reply. I'm like, we're in a rush here. He doesn't reply. I'm just going to get on with it. Start taking out these bricks, trying to get this. There's this weird pipe in the middle of it. It's like strong, and I'm trying to get it out. And I'm hitting it with this hammer. I'm hitting it, smashing it up, being like, you know, this is rock solid.
Just puts his back into
it.
Yeah.
Smash it to pieces. Like feeling really good about it. You
just
know,
hit, just hit everything with
that's
a hammer.
Strong. That's yeah, exactly. Yeah. Take it outside, smash it a bit more. You know, the next day, my friend finally replies and is like, "Oh yeah, looking good. Did you? You didn't touch that pipe, did you?" I'm like. Yeah, smashed it to bits. And he was like, oh yeah, that's straight up asbestos. Just completely made of asbestos. And he was like, that's why it was so hard to break. And I was like, at that point, my heart sort of drops and the stress comes in. I think, okay.
Oh my God, I'm going
to
die.
Yeah, literally. And I said to him, I was like, I was trying to fix it in my head. I'm like, oh, it was only a small thing. It's not going to affect me, right? And he's like, oh no, one piece of asbestos can kill you. Just down the line.
Hang on, for anyone who doesn't know, what is asbestos?
Asbestos is a fiber that can be, it was used a lot in the past, especially in old houses and things like that, where it could be spun into a fabric, it could be put in like a plastic, it can be put in wood, it can be hidden anywhere. It's like tiny fibers.
It's very hard to tell what it looks like. It's very hard to tell what it looks like.
And why is it so dangerous?
Yeah, well, the danger of it is if inhaled, it can't be broken down by your lungs. So it stays there forever. It's like these tiny little fragments that then can get lodged in your lungs, and they'll just spend years just blowing around in there, having a party, you know, ruining the walls of your lungs. And then, you know, a little bit obviously is dangerous and can cause serious damage, but the more it's even worse. It's
sure.
And then gradually you can develop conditions that lead to quite painful endings.
My God.
Yeah.
So you smashed up this pipe. So then do you have to go and get yourself tested?
I haven't, if I'm
okay,
honest.
Okay, well, let's just touch the wood right now. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing that happens. Can you report that? What, how does that work?
Well, you just have to get it disposed of properly. But at that point, you're like, well, it's in. There's no way to get it out now. So you just got to learn from it. Tell people not to do the same thing. Yeah. And live life, you know?
Live life to the fullest.
I can.
Why?
yeah, exactly. This fucking house. Whoa. So that's the first thing that happened. So that's the back. That's a disaster. What other things? I heard you put your foot through.
Yeah. I don't know. Cullen just has like a lot of bad luck in his house. Okay. He also fell through the kitchen floor.
So don't just brush over this. So what happens?
It's because I don't have the olive oil, man.
you're not
protected by the friends. Mummy, I love you, Mom. I love you.
So what happens with the kitchen? What happens falling through?
So this is in short, before we got the house, we checked the flooring just to make sure that
it was...
No,
you didn't. Don't lie. You checked nothing.
we checked the flooring to make sure it was safe. And that it was concrete. We pulled up some floorboards. It seemed to be concrete underneath that floor.
Yeah.
Down the line, we wanted to remove some...
Cabinets in the corner.
Yeah, because there was mold there. We wanted to try and fix the mold by ourselves, obviously. You know what we do.
That's another thing.
You didn't get this place surveyed at all? Nothing?
No, we had surveys and they warned us about the floor, which is why we checked it. And
not the asbestos.
Not
the asbestos, no. But once we pulled back these cupboards to try and fix this mold, we saw that the floor was quite spongy and concrete isn't meant to be spongy.
No, it's not.
So we pulled back the rest of the floorboards.
Yeah.
And we saw that one section that we checked was concrete. The rest was wood and it was decaying wood. Mm. While Cullen was stepping on it in that process, he fell down into like the depths of our house. Oh.
It was about 1 foot.
Oh my God.
It turned out it was something called dry rot, which anybody who knows that sort of thing, it's horrendous. It's like...
Why is it so bad?
Well, it's so expensive to remove. It's called like the cancer of houses. Like it just grows and rots everything around it and it can spread everywhere. And like if we got a flake on another part of the house, then that would start going and all that stuff. So we had to, again, that's like a 20 grand job minimum. So we would straight up, we can't afford that. So we had to do it all ourselves. And like I didn't even know, if you rip out your kitchen floor, it's like mud underneath. You don't think that it's like under a house.
Yeah, we were touching the earth.
That
sounds way more intense than actually it is. You're just going, it's just like going outside and touching the ground, but it's just underneath your kitchen.
It's like worms in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That is quite weird to think.
Yeah.
That,
it's just obviously mud.
Yeah.
So hang on a second. So how do you learn? You have this asbestos, you have this dry rot. I mean, I can imagine you're pulling down walls, you're doing all these different things. You don't have an architect, right? Mm-hmm. You're not doing it, so you're doing all this. How do you learn all of this stuff? That is wild to me.
Yeah, so... Primarily, we just watched YouTube videos. There was this guy that Cullen always went back to. He was a Canadian guy. I've forgotten his name. What was his name?
How dare you forget his name?
Home Renovation.
That guy's a legend. Okay. Always breathing like this.
I can tell he works hard, you know. Yeah. He's like,
asbestos,
next one out.
Yeah. No, let's not joke about it. Yeah. Come on.
Help me.
Somebody tell me what I do. Let's not joke. Wait, so you watch this guy on YouTube, and so he tells you everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And other videos, we always cross-reference as well. Cullen's really good at doing the research and cross-referencing with other videos as well, just to make sure that we're doing the best thing, not just following one video, because you have to look around.
Yeah, and a little cheeky thing you can do too, and we wouldn't recommend this if you got the money because it's not good for tradesmen, but we didn't have the money. So we would pull in tradesmen to give us quotes, and they basically diagnose the problem and say, okay, this is what we do. Here's a quote. You build up a floor, get rid of all of this stuff, put a DPD down and all this, and we're like, oh, okay, thank you, we'll consider. And we research those things because we don't know the terms, and now we can say, what's a DPD? Okay,
wow,
it's a protective layer.
Wow, that's so smart.
Yeah. And then if we ever got stuck, we'd give them a call again. So what were you going to do again? In a bit more detail.
That is so smart. So for example, the dry rot in the kitchen, that's a 20 grand job.
Yeah.
And what did it cost you in terms of materials and things like that to do?
I think it was like 1.5. It wasn't bad. It was like big plastic sheet. You have to kill all the areas. We like bleach the area, plastic sheet, wooden timbers, and just things to join it to walls. And
yeah, we left the space as well, battened for some airflow as well. Yeah. So, put an air brick in the bottom too as well.
Holy shit, air brick! What the hell is going on here?
You don't know what that means, do you? Nah.
The Canadian guy.
TV Reno, the coffin guy.
Yeah, air brick.
Wow,
air
that brick. Is insane. So you save 18 and a half grand just doing it yourself. So the markup of, just to put it out there, you know, construction companies are making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So you learn how to do that. You save money there. What was the hardest thing that you came across that you were like, this is pretty tough? Because you've had no help doing this whole thing, have you?
There are some jobs that we didn't do, like plastering the house. That was one that would take a long time and it wasn't worth the time. Because, of course, there are people living in the house as well. So we want to get this done as fast as possible.
Yeah. So how much does that cost you guys to do?
So
yeah,
we did a pretty.
This is where the
thing
TikTok
here.
Money comes in.
Well, no. But okay. During that time, there was a plaster shortage, so we were like, okay, how do we do this? They were charging like £50 a bag for plaster that's normally £6, right?
Okay.
So we would have had it's to crazy. Pay a plasterer and spend like £3,000 on plaster. We found some in Devon.
That's where you're from, right?
At the normal price.
At the normal price, rented a lorry for £150, and it shipped it up to us.
So this was. A lot of plaster.
We bought a ton, tons of plaster.
Yeah.
And we gave that to the plasterer in return for plaster in our house. So we did a switch because he needed plaster for his jobs. So it ended up costing a fraction of the cost of what.
Whose idea was that?
It would.
Oh my God. Yeah. You thrifty motherfucker. That is unbelievable.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Wait, hang on. But this is smart. Have you both always been very conscious of spending money and conscious of just counting the pennies and making sure that you're not overspending and doing keeping control of that?
Yeah, I think we've both. I think that's just the way we grew up. Always, we had to be that way. I guess just responsible with our money and where ideas people as well always come up with ideas to try and make things work.
You're the opposite of lazy. It truly is. That's the opposite of lazy. Because, a lazy person always find the quickest way of completing the job, right? So that's typically what happens. So hiring someone or getting someone else to do the work for them. But you guys, you always find the hardest way to do it for the least cost. Mm. And so actually you go the opposite way around. So it's sort of the opposite of being lazy.
Mm.
It's a pretty genius way to do it. So you get this, so that costs that much. And then what about roofing? And I saw that you did your loft as well.
Mm. Yeah, we just did our loft too.
But how long is this all taking?
Oh, that was quite a long one. That was like 2 months or something like that.
Yeah, two months.
Yeah, 2 months in total.
Yeah.
That was a hard job.
That was a bit of a blunder as well. Yeah.
Really? Why?
Yeah. It was like, that was one where sometimes you've got to realize where your limits are. And we are not structural engineers, you know, but we thought we could be. So we were like, oh, let's build this floor and it's going to be able to support people. And then we can have it as a little cinema room up there and whatnot. We needed to do it anyway for the insulation.
Yeah.
We got carried away and then eventually somebody was like, no, you need a structural engineer. If you want this to go through building control, then, you know, you need that. And then he told us, we had somebody come in and look at it and they were like, look, there's no way that's getting through building control. And it's still
a
solid floor.
What is building control?
So it's like a regulatory body or like it's part of the council. Often you have a local council and it's just to make sure that when people are doing their own work, a bit different to planning permission, that it's safe. So they'll come around and check your house, like if you do an extension yourself, and they'll make sure like, yeah, you're doing this the right way. It's not going to fall in on the next person that buys it or you're not going to die. But the only problem with that is that they've got to cover their own backs.
Mm.
So if you put in a floor, for them, it's got to be like meet all of these ridiculous limits and restrictions that you'd never actually put it under that much stress. But they're like, you've got to be able to hold 500 people up there. And still, that floor stand.
It's a big party.
Even though you would never do that.
It's a big party in the loft.
Yeah.
So the knowledge that you guys have gained is unbelievable.
Yeah. We just keep on learning lots more stuff. And then we just pass that knowledge on.
To who? To the followers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Have people now who follow you, because you guys have 1 million on TikTok.
Mm.
You have nearly 500,000 on Instagram from this whole story, right?
Yeah.
And do people now follow you guys in order to get tips and tricks and do it themselves?
Yeah, they do. And I think that's the most rewarding thing about posting these videos. There have been times where people message us and they say that they've been able to get a house because of us. And that is just a crazy thing, like knowing that people were able to actually get a house because of the way that we got a house, like freelancing and what we told you about the contract stuff before.
Mm.
People don't know. We didn't even think that it was possible to get a house while freelancing until someone told us. So we passed that knowledge on. Mm. And I think it's just the same thing. While we learn, we're just going to keep on sharing everything we learn so people can know, because there's so much knowledge out there.
How much money have you saved? If you had hired work to do this, okay, I'm not saying expensive, whatever, you'd hired work to do that, how much would you have spent on doing this whole house, would you think?
Over 100K.
Over 100K?
For sure, yeah. For sure, for sure.
100%?
Yeah.
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 So 120K, maybe around there?
Yeah, around that sort of mark. Yeah. If not a bit more.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much did it cost you?
About 35K.
So you basically saved 100 grand.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is what, that's 100 grand of cash. So that's like, my God, also tax, that's not even tax. Like, you know, that, you have to have 100 grand liquid in order to do that.
Mm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's mad. It's like you get a quote for a fence panel and it's a grand at the moment. It's like, people don't realize that. They want to buy a house and they don't have a lot of savings. They eventually manage to get one. And then suddenly it's like, whoa. I just wanted to paint the walls and somebody's trying to charge me $3,000 for that. Or, you know,
yeah,
especially in London, I think it's
in London, West London. I remember when I got my place, I sold it, but I had a place and I went and got the walls painted. I didn't ask for a quote and it was something like $6,000.
Mm.
And I said that to my friend. I was like, what the hell? And me and my friend said, well, we would have done it ourselves. We didn't realize. And you're naive to the situation. So you don't really understand what you're going into. It was completely and utterly wild.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How stressful was the whole process, or is the whole process?
In the beginning, it was quite stressful, but I think you've just gotten accustomed to being in stressful positions and always flipping it somehow.
Yeah.
I think that's who we are. That's what we're about. We're always like finding the upper hand, always accomplishing the mission somehow. Yeah. Maybe it always doesn't go to plan. Most of the time it doesn't go to plan, but we always get there in the end.
Exactly. And I think it's like, it's part of the thing that we want to share is, even though it's stressful, it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's like you speak to most business owners and they're like, oh, it's really stressful, but I love it.
Yeah.
And that's part of it, because problem solving is fun.
Yeah.
Even though the first day when it happens and you're like, oh my God, I have no idea to do this. As you then start to learn about suddenly you feel so liberated. You're like,
so
I'm going to do this.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So for example, right now we're building a sofa, like from scratch, from literal...
From IKEA.
No. I mean,
you're building a sofa from scratch.
Yeah. Mm. So the first thing that I thought when I walked in here, you've got this lovely couch here with this Bose material.
Yeah, it's Bouclé.
What? I mean, yeah. You know these materials?
Yeah, Bouclé. Because we've been doing research into it.
Yeah. Okay. So this is well made.
Looks like a copy of some B&B Italia.
We don't really know that.
That's insane, that knowledge to have.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, okay, the big question is this.
Okay.
So, on your scroll, and what everyone always asks, you bought it for $450, right? Firstly, what do you think the value of it is now, the house?
Last time we checked, I think it was $650.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So plus 30 plus stamps, you've made 150k or whatever it is around that. So yeah. you're that's huge. Firstly, secondly, are you gonna sell?
No, not anytime soon.
Really not?
No.
No, we're family, man.
But you wouldn't sell and go and do it again with something else. Or would you just go and do it again with something else?
That would be the. Something like that. We know we want to do more stuff in this space. I think this house has I think it's our base almost now. There once was a plan to we would move out and potentially rent it. But I think right now it's our base of operations. There's loads of feelings of it, but also it's our studio. So we've converted part of it to a sound room. We've converted part of it as our little space, as all our tools in. And
yeah. So it's kind of become our office.
It's your
space,
HQ.
Office / home.
Brixton is all HQ. That's what it is.
Exactly.
What is the sound room that you have? Where you do the voiceovers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just do voiceovers there.
Guys, this is fantastic.
Thanks.
This is wicked. I love this. But okay, but so, you know, and it's amazing what you've done. You've obviously built this huge brand and it's just going to continue to grow. Social media is a tricky platform as well. And I saw something where you talked about it. You said you... As soon as you went on TikTok, as soon as you started putting stuff out on social media, you suddenly realized you suddenly got self-conscious a little bit. Do you think that happens a lot when people go onto social media?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time, we've experienced a lot of positivity, next to no negativity from people, but it's all from within. So if you've got a little bit of self-conscious nature to you, it amplifies it 10 times because quickly you realize that, oh, you do care about how you look when you put the camera on.
Mm.
And back in the early days, it didn't matter as much because we were just covered in dust and just wearing anything.
Yeah, we always looked bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's you go into an event and you're okay, what do I wear? Well, I'm from Devon where, there's some pretty terrible pictures of me in ridiculous outfits.
Yeah.
AstroTurf and jeans. That's all about it. Really?
Stop. But
you're right though. It does. It amplifies it, doesn't it? Yeah, how do you counter that then?
I think it helps just having people around you. You're always really nice about it. My fiance is really nice about it.
You're getting married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Congrats to you too.
Thanks very much. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry because you left one out. Yeah.
You go back to your mum's house.
Yeah, go back to your mum's house.
I love my mummy.
Yeah, so it does. It's tricky, right? And have you had that with social media?
No, not as much.
So you don't mind it so much? It does affect people in different ways, right?
Yeah. I mean, I see certain comments, certain hate comments. And
hate comments could possibly people give you?
Oh, plenty. Ranging from stuff towards our appearance or race,
really?
Yeah, there's plenty of that on TikTok. And I think, people just, I think they hate to see our relationship as well in some cases. But this is
why would they hate to see your relationship?
I don't know, because we're great. We're great.
Yeah.
And because some people can't.
Because you're nice and you're succeeding and people are jealous of that?
Yeah, I think so. That's a very small percentage of the comments that we get. Most of the time, it's love from the people that follow us. But that's why I don't really think about it, because I think about the whole picture, which is most people, they love our content and they appreciate the things we do. And the small minority of people that are against what we do, it doesn't bother me because I know who I am.
Mm.
Love that. Hey, There we go. I love that,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. It's contagious though, as well, because then I'll think it and then he'll say something like that and I'm like, yeah,
it's true. You know who you are. You don't need other people to give you validation. Who gives a shit about that? I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, in terms of renovating a house, right? Let's say you have someone who's watching right now or listening right now and they're like, okay, if you had to give advice to these people on like, okay, you don't have to do this yourself, but I would say definitely try and do this yourself because you'll save shitloads of money. What would it be, the one thing that you say, do that yourself because you'll save the most money by not outsourcing it?
Okay. Tiling. I said tiling, right?
Yeah, tiling.
Tiling, for
Tiling's
sure.
solid. That's easy. That's like Lego. I mean, weird.
Shit, I saw a tiling company that I loved when I was going to do it. I was going to get them. Wait, hang on. Tiling is the...
Tiling, for sure. For sure. That was like the one that we thought, oh, there's no way that we can do that. I mean, we did have to tile over a wall. Like,
yeah, with our help, you could tile your house. our learnings.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Man, let's buy a house together and do it.
Let's do it.
I'm not even joking. Let's do it. That would be insane.
Yeah.
That's a really wicked idea. That's a really great idea. So wait, why is tiling so easy then? So tiling is relatively obviously expensive to outsource, but really cheap not to outsource.
Yeah. Well, I think for us, there's always this simple thing, which is like buy a few tools. And it will save you so much. So for us, it was like, buy a laser level. It's like a little thing. You pop it there, shoots a laser and gives you a flat line.
Yeah.
Then all your tiles are straight. That's it. And that's £100 investment. And suddenly all your tiles, you're going to have no problems. Buy some little spaces to put in and the right glue. Read the instructions on the back and actually do what it says.
Yeah.
Rather than try to do it all in one go and then have them fall off.
Yeah. But, then watch a few videos, make sure that your technique is right. And literally, you could be able to... I had a cousin literally tell me, my cousin, he literally tiled his bathroom because of our videos. And I thought that was really cool.
That is wicked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what would it cost? Your cousin's bathroom, if he was going to outsource that, what would that cost him compared to what it actually cost him?
It depends on the size of the bathroom, sure, but of course. Minimum 1,000.
Well, I would say... Just to compare for our bathroom, ours really small. We saved over $5,000-$6,000 on our bathroom.
Just by doing it yourself. Yeah. And how long did it take you to do?
For the tiling, once we knew what we were doing, a day. You could tile the whole room in a day.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. It was broken up towards 2 days, but it was like 24 hours in total.
And you could do anything you want. Yeah. You can create your own thing.
Yeah, we did. We did. We did like a little treasure map design on the floor.
You won't see no tile company doing that.
Yeah.
So I could put my face on my tiled bathroom.
Yeah.
That is insane.
You should do that.
I'm going to do that. That is unbelievable.
Right under the toilet, you know. Just
Okay, that's amazing. And if you have to give a best piece of advice to someone who is renovating themselves, what would you say your best piece of advice for each individual, though? So I'll go first to you. What's your best piece of advice that you could give someone?
I'd say save more money than you think you'll need.
Mm.
So some extra funds. So while we actually did our house, like we said before, we spent all of our money, but we did have a backup in the worst case scenario, which was the freelance money that we still had in our company at the time. So if we wanted to, we could liquidate our company and take that money. It wouldn't have been the best thing to do, but we still had that as like complete, like
a little booster.
Yeah, a little booster that would be able to do it. But it wasn't much money, but if we actually had to, it would maybe have been like £1,000-£2,000 that we could use.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, Colin, what's your thing? Did you say
safety equipment?
Like, really?
The amount of times I wish I had a mask. Where we were just using our t-shirt wrapped around our face while we're pulling down a ceiling. It's like, it was so stupid. And the reason why was because we were like, oh, the masks are a bit expensive because it was during COVID. If you want a proper mask, it was like £80 and the filters are like £20 each. And we're like, oh, let's just use this. But now going back, I'm like, oh my God, that was way more important than anything else.
Why? Because you're ingesting things.
Yeah, exactly. Eye protection, hand protection, overalls and stuff like that, and a mask, you need it because, you know, nothing bad has happened apart from the asbestos.
Yeah.
But we just watched a video the other day where a guy's chopped his fingers off.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and he was like a professional. He knows what he's doing, but it's so easy for these things to happen. And especially when you're renovating, if you're under stressful environment, you know, and you're using power tools for the first time, you've got to make sure you're safe. So
that's
the first thing we tell everybody.
It's so crazy. I showed Colin that video because we watched his videos and he makes really cool videos. His name's Jordan Studdard, if you want to check him out.
But Jordan Studdard.
Yeah, Jordan Studdard.
Storyteller, but like Wes Anderson style.
Yeah.
Really?
Cool, yeah.
Building stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be like, tell stories like my friend's ex, and he'll tell a fantastic sort of magical story about it.
On TikTok, Jordan Studdard. Yeah. Yeah. Check it out. Okay.
But yeah, he lost his fingers just like that. And he's like a similar creator to us that uses tools, builds stuff. So yeah, it was just like, we need to make sure that we're always careful when we're doing the stuff because that stuff is permanent. You live with that forever.
Mm. I love that. That's a great advice. I remember I met a guy who he had a cycling accident. He didn't wear a helmet. And he said to me, just protect yourself always. He said, you always think you're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And just like, it was a metaphor. He was like, just wear a helmet.
Mm.
It takes 1 second, you clip it on, fine. Just wear a helmet. Just protect yourselves always, because those mistakes can happen always.
Literally.
Dude, it's amazing that you guys now have gone from this being friends at university to Warner Music to freelance to then doing this and being these content creators. What is next for you guys in terms of the content creation? Are you going to keep doing the same content, or are you going to expand? Are you going to go into what is it? What do you want to do next?
So we have big dreams. We have big dreams. So,
give me these dreams. Come on.
So we definitely want to start a business and around hospitality, doing something different in this space, because we think it's kind of dry now and we think we can bring some fun into it. And at the same time, we want to help people that have been in the same position that we've been in. We don't know how we're going to do that yet, but we've had plenty of ideas. And yeah, just helping people that are struggling to pay for renovations, who've been in situations where maybe there's a cowboy builder or they just don't have enough money to complete the job.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's something that we definitely want to do.
Then
things like YouTube videos, longer form stuff, where we can go into more detail, podcasts.
Yeah.
We've always bitten off more than we can chew, and that would be the plan now.
Yeah, always finish the meal.
100%. You do it. You find a way to finish it 100%. And what do you mean by hospitality? In what sense?
Like Airbnbs.
That whole space. Yeah, that if you think about when you think about going to a hotel or going on holiday, so much of it is focused around relaxation. And that's it. That's the selling point, relaxation.
Yeah.
Whereas we think using friendship as a driving force and fun and a way to bring people closer together through property would be really cool. It's almost like a way to create a physical community around the stuff we do and bring everybody together.
Listen, guys, whatever you do, you're going to make a success of, right? You're persistent 100%. That's key. And you're driven, and you do what you love. And that's the key components to anything that's going to be successful always. I always think persistency is key. Doesn't matter. The people who don't succeed is the ones who give up. Like, that's the truth of it. And unfortunately, if it hasn't worked, it's probably because you've sort of given it up. Guys, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. I mean, we can go and check out your TikTok. We can check out your Instagram.
Yeah.
We can go and check the guys out. We'll leave the link in the description as well.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to add before we go?
So check us out. Bricks and Disorder. Bricks and Disorder.
Yeah, shout out to your mum, dude, as well. Hey, and congrats.
Shout out to my mum.
Shout out to you. Congrats on getting married.
Oh, thank you so
much. When is the wedding?
Next June.
Dude.
Well, we haven't told people that yet. Okay. But next June.
Okay, now we have. Next June. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming on Private Buds. We really appreciate it. Go and check the boys out. Listen, everybody, we'll see you next week. Goodbye!
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.